Well, it's midday, and along the way, choose the voice for veterans. On Radio St. Pete, online, it's time for information, some education, more entertainment, and conversation. We make it fun in the sun radio at your home, office, or on the run. Explore services that help veterans survive. And keep your interests alive. It's Keep the Boss of the Beach now within your reach. On Radio St. Pete online, it's Voice for Vets. All right, good morning, good morning, good morning, and good afternoon, or good night, good day. Whatever it is, the optimum word is good. This is Keith, the Boss of the Beach, and we're doing Voice for Veterans, WVETOnlineRadio.com, and of course, Radio St. Pete. We want you to know that we appreciate everything you did, and last week I was on a trip to Miami and Orlando and did a lot of work. I did have a long conversation with Chris at the Wounded Warrior Project right there in Jacksonville, Florida. We're touring the state, and I'm on my way to Tallahassee, and we're going to be talking about what veterans can do to make Florida a greater place and what's going on around the nation. We noticed that Tampa is now a world city, and I know we're doing local radio here at the station. And we're helping our local station. Of course, we appreciate Sunshine Radio, 96.7 FM, for their job in this community. But this community now is a part of the world. We have three world champion teams here. Even though the Braves didn't get all the way, they got close enough, and they got close enough last year. Next year is our year, but Super Bowl is coming back to Tampa. At least the team is. We're winning every week. And guess what? Stanley Cup is here. They celebrated that this week, Stanley Cup. And of course, right here in Tampa. So we're going to lend a little bit more time to more of the state, especially for those who might be coming through the Tampa area, and more of the nation, because the nation now is a part of Tampa. The war is over in Afghanistan. They've wound down. Yes, they're still having skirmishes. Yes, they're having financial problems. Yes, they're having that. But we're no longer included, except for the fact that we believe in the world. America believes in helping those who need help. And we tried to help in that area. And we're going to continue to help, but in a different way. Diplomacy is the new way. And guess what? We got a bunch of those soldiers coming back, of course, to our area right here in Tampa Bay. And we want to say thank you to those soldiers coming here. If you have any activities that you have planned, include the soldiers from Afghanistan, include the ones who came back, include the women who came. And I want to thank all of our women soldiers who showed up and who are back here. And of course, our special one, our major, Miss Wanda Wade, who's up there in the north side of Tampa, and she's doing business for her son and taking care of the church. And of course, that's the mission. And you know where it is, outside the stadium right there. We did the Super Bowl over there, and we want to thank them too. Now, I got some news here that I want to break for everybody, and I want you to listen plain and simple. The Wounded Warrior Project is now establishing a Tampa group over here. If you go online, you can check it out. Wounded Warrior Project Tampa, which is kind of nice. They finally got Tampa included in it, and we're glad. There are a couple of things that I want to mention about the Wounded Warrior Project helping our veterans over in this area, because it's clear that we need to be sure of what they're doing. What they're doing over here is, number one, they have jobs. We want you to know that if you're in the Tampa area now and you're looking for a job, we do have some stuff that include, of course, our Tampa area, especially for it. And I'm going to go and I'm going to get back to you as far as what those jobs actually represent and where are they. We know that there are plenty of jobs available around the United States, and we're looking for people to pick up on those jobs. And we want you to know that we're included in making sure you know where to go and what to do in relationship to a job. especially in our area. We don't have any problem. We have plenty of jobs in our area. But guess what? We want to know exactly what's available and when it's available. And we got that. Some of the programs that Wounded Warriors are looking at is helping in the job area. That's very important. Jobs are important to us in this area. So we want everybody to look around, figure out what you want to do, but let's get everybody back to work. I know some people have been resonant, okay, about what they want to do and how much money they're going to make. We know that COVID-19 did change some of the stuff that America's looking at and doing. We want you to know that we are really pushing for people to get back to work. Let's everybody put your foot down. The work ethic still exists, and it's strong, and it's good. We want to thank everybody who's working, and we want to thank all of those who are looking to go back to work. And we want you to know, if you're an employer and you have a job that you're really interested in somebody doing, check out a veteran first. I know that may be a little bit biased, but guess what? Check out a veteran first. Give him a chance to do what he does. Give him a chance to show you what he can do. And I guarantee you, you won't be disappointed. That's what we're talking about today. The potential of other jobs and what's available. I know I was looking at something earlier today, and I want to see exactly what we have to do to get some of our people working. Two of the jobs that are available now in the Tampa Bay area is physical health and wellness coach. Physical health and wellness coach. Wounded Warrior Project right here in Tampa, Florida. And you can go at it, of course, through LinkedIn, or you can contact us here at WVETOnlineRadio.com, and we will put you in direct contact with that Wounded Warrior wellness coach position that's now available in the Tampa area. And guess what? We have another one, Project Odyssey, Regional Director, Wounded Warrior Project. Now listen, that might be something for a young person. Project Odyssey, Regional Director, some young person now who's available, who looking for a job, who wants to start a career off, got a young family, start with the Odyssey program. It's fresh, it's new, it means something, and that'll give you more of a career than just taking a job. We have another one, Complex Case Coordination. Complex case coordination, that's a little bit more technical. If you got some medical experience, if you worked at one of the VA hospitals, if you worked at one of the project centers where you were able to coordinate different things, the difference is this is case coordination. And for those who don't understand what I mean, go back and do a little reading and see if you qualify for that position. They're looking for people who've been case coordinators at other companies. Move over to Wounded Warrior Project. They've proven that they can deliver, and we love it. Actually, to be honest with you, as I look at it, there are several jobs available. Now, the Project Odyssey Regional Director, great benefits, competitive pay, and we know someone who's thinking about a job where they want to work with people. This job is for you. The Wounded Warrior Project Odyssey Regional Director support Wounded Warrior Project mental health and wellness programs by the leading general team, which serves Wounded Warrior Services. We want you to apply for this job. We're looking for somebody who's got those kind of skills and are willing to do what it takes to help get some of those people taken care of. And of course, this project is definitely going to be strong because of all of our returning vets coming back in from overseas and coming out of the military and have new families and all that. We want them to be taken care of a lot better than some of them have been taken care of over the years. And that's why Wounded Warriors has stepped up to the plate. Thank you for taking a moment with that. I do want to go over the COVID-19 process. COVID-19 and our veterans now are moving ahead. I know that there's a question as to what we're going to do, because they're requiring everybody in the military and VA to get their vaccinations. Stay tuned. We'll be right back, and we'll be talking more about COVID-19 and vaccinations, and maybe have a guest on for this radio show. Be right back. American Veterans Alliance, WVET, onlineradio.com. Stay tuned. More from the Boss of the Beach at WVET, onlineradio.com. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I was trying to reach out to our guest today. His name is Jesse, spiritual man. He contacted us because he's one of those veterans that had to cut his rent in half to survive. And now that the moratorium's leaving, he's in a little bit financial scrape. So we're going to have him talk about it on the radio and what this policy that's going on with our new president and the new team of people, the new people who are now jumping on the bandwagon doing this. We're going to talk to some of them about what the holdup is taking care of our veteran. And a veteran, if he has a mortgage or he has rent, is supposed to be taken care of separate from an actual civilian. He served our country, and if he's having problems paying his rent, he didn't have a problem standing in front of a howitzer or a bullet for us. He shouldn't have a problem taking care of his rent or his mortgage. He's done the best he could. He's an honest man. He paid 50% of his rent up to now. Where is our help to get that other 50% taken care of so he can move forward with the help of this country? We're asking for those who can help to get with us. 727-280-4779. Call us, see if we can do anything to help any veteran who's in this problem. I'm talking with a gentleman who deals with foreclosures and those kind of things on a regular basis here, and he's going to get involved. His name is Carl Erickson, and he's going to stand up and see what he can do to help in this way. We have another gentleman who's over here in the Tampa area, works in North Tampa, deals with finances a lot. His name is Alan Pitchford. He's going to be helping. So we're giving those names out for those who are looking for help for veterans. It's done. There's one other thing we're going to talk about right now, is the COVID-19 situation with our veterans. We got to remember that COVID-19 hit everybody. Okay? You don't have to be one of those who didn't know what it was, but finally found out. Well, guess what? Veterans were affected. Okay? They were affected like everybody else. We lost a few. The rest of them have been out on the battlefield helping those who can. I'm going to go right now to talk about COVID-19 testing in Tampa. COVID-19 testing around the state. You do have the ability to still get tested. If you're traveling, if you're working in one of those specialty jobs where they're going to require that you have a vaccine, the first thing you need to do is to get tested. The test takes all of 10 seconds. The test result, depending on where you go, is only a few days that you would have to wait to see if you have any kind of symptom of COVID-19. If you're breathing okay, you're not sneezing, you don't feel like you have a cold, but you're going to make some kind of job or journey as a trip where they're going to require that you have a vaccine, please go get your test. See how you feel. See how you look. You can get it, of course, at CVS pharmacies, Walgreens, Bay Pines, James Haley, and all the other little places. Now, when you get past the test and they say you don't have it, what about the shot? Okay? What about the shot? Have you thought about getting your shot? Shots are available throughout our area right now. Maybe one day they'll get a sugar cube like they did years ago with polio. And I think if you get the sugar cube back, a lot more people will take the test. Put it in a cube, let them swallow it, and go on down the hallway. I know when I took my first shot, they had us wait 15 or 20 minutes to make sure we weren't going to have an adverse reaction. And out of about 300 people, no one had an adverse reaction where I am. And where I am is a lot of older people. Guess what? They all did well. So we know that the shot, yes, can be affecting other things in your body. Let's be honest. But those things that are being affected are the good things. You know that your immune system, depending on how you eat, how much exercise you get, how much work you've done, guess what? Sometimes you run your body down. And a vaccine sometimes can have a little bit adverse reaction. But 99 to 1, you're better off for having it than not having it. And I got a family who I visited, and one of the members of the family had caught it. He isolated himself away from the rest of the family, and none of them got it. This thing is controllable. I know they did the scare tactics around the world because they were changing time. We were working on something that people don't want to mention. It's called population control. And that's why we want our veterans to stay strong. And I know that if you have some kind of reason that you can't get your shot, we stand by you. But, and I'm going to put a big but in there. If there is no reason than just plain old fashioned, I don't know if I want to do it, go get your vaccination. Stay out of the way of this virus. We need you working. All of our veterans, we know that you want to work. You're not one of those hanging out not working. You're one of those, and we need your help on every phase of a job. There are jobs available. There's plenty of stuff available to help our great country. And at this point in time, we're ready. We're ready for the help. I did want to interview my guy, Jesse, today. But again, he's at the VA right now, and he's waiting on his neurologist to come in. And when he gets out, we're going to go ahead and have him on the radio, so that we now can talk directly to, guess what, a veteran who's having a problem that we want to make sure that everyone understands what everyone's going through with our veterans. We can help, and I want his voice to be heard based on everything. Now, let's see what Tampa General has to say. COVID-19. Well, I tell you what, I want to talk about a little bit more about the vaccine. I don't know exactly who's not had their vaccine and who has. And in my case, it doesn't matter, except I'm getting ready to travel. And if I'm getting on a plane, train, bus, car, and hitting the road, as I go places, I'm going to be a little bit more cognizant of what's going on, because I do radio. Keith, the boss of the beach right here, still doing radio, still meeting up with people, still talking to people wherever I go, because I talk for a living. And I found out that the vaccine is doing what it's supposed to do. It's reducing not only the plague, but it's reducing hospital stays. It's reducing the number of people who are on ventilators. Guess what? If you take the vaccine, if you happen to get a glimmer of this disease, this virus, it doesn't stand the test against the vaccine. So reconsider your reasons for not doing it. The CDC has approved most of the vaccines, so we shouldn't have a problem with it hasn't been tested enough when you got the millions of Americans who've taken it. And we see the numbers going down. I think the test is in the time. I think it's done. Let's see. Get your free vaccine, I guess, pretty much anywhere. They want you to go online. put up a bunch of information, which is just your name, your address, and when you can be done. Well, that made it easy. Schedule your COVID-19 vaccine today by going online. Schedule your free COVID-19 vaccine today. A couple of things you want to know before you even go there. You want to have your records caught up, of course, with your doctor if you've had any other things that have maybe beset you over the last few months. You want that. So if you want to set up an appointment, 1-800-925-4733. Please go get your vaccine. Now, if you're one of those Americans who said, I want to make my own decision to make a choice, that's the freedoms we have in this country. If you're desperate about not doing it, then I always tell people, don't do anything that you question yourself. But if you want to listen and learn, study it and then make the decision. Don't just listen to this other stuff. Study it and you'll get it free. Guess what? I think my guy Jesse's going to come on and we're going to move on and get Jesse's interview in right now. Hold on. Coming right back. Boy, I think I can hear you clear right now. We're still on the air, and I was just mentioning the fact that you were at the VA. Please say hello to the audience here at WVET and 96.7 FM.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. I hope everyone's doing great, and I hope everyone's having a blessed day thus far.
Well, I want to thank you for calling in. I did mention the way you found us, that you were online looking for help for your financial situation that came through because of COVID. I'd like for you to tell us how you have fared over the last year during the COVID situation, a veteran, and under your own situation. How are you holding up?
Yes, sir. So as we know, the coronavirus took everybody by storm. It was new for everyone. There was a time in which it shut down, and everybody was having some hardships with social, emotional, veterans. It was an extremely hard time. This veteran, whom I know, suffering from a lot of mental illness, you know, things of that nature. And
yes, sir.
Also, financial issues that can make a lot of situations, you know, go from to worse. So my purpose is, honestly, Mr. Keith, if it wasn't for God, I don't know how I would be able to get through it myself.
For those who don't believe, I feel sorry for you, because we both know that if it wasn't for God, we wouldn't be here.
Yes, sir.
So, and he's proven that this time. Thank you for mentioning that. I really appreciate that.
Yes, sir. So I strictly believe that it was the foundation of my faith, which is on Christ, that allowed me to go through these tough times. You know, the words of God, especially, you know, with the Bible, they were very encouraging. So when I skip trials and tribulations, you know, I always had to refer back to. But like you said, believes in God was my outlet, my comfort. God was my counselor. If God ever give us more that we cannot handle. So
that's right.
Honestly, it was God. So I'd like to take the time to give all glory to God who led me through, you know, this trying process, which was difficult for everyone.
Right. Boy, I sure appreciate you saying that, because I know that a lot of suffered mentally and emotionally from this virus. Through some other programs, people have generation look back and it changed, but we're all to see this change.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to try to speak up. Is it clearer now?
Yes, sir.
All right. First, I want to say thank you, Jesse, for coming on and talking with us. We're going to continue on with this interview right now. Jesse, talk about a little bit about financially what you have gone through so that we can now create solutions that not do, but
Yes, sir. So after discharge from the Marine Corps, I started to have a lot of migraine issues. So at the time, I was still working a full-time job with HVAC, which is, you know, fixing ACs. However, you know, throughout the course of time, my migraines got worse and worse, which kind of hindered me from being able to report to my job, you know, on a timely basis every single day. The migraines were debilitating. So I went through the VA and I reapplied for, I reapplied so that they can take a look at my, I'm sorry, I'm having a hard time, my veterans file. Because of my migraines, I was not able to keep steady employment. And then with all of that happening, you know, the coronavirus happened as well. So
right.
Me and my fiance were now out of work, and all we were living on was our VA compensation. The times got tough. Our landlord at the time really worked with us a lot. He enabled us to pay half the rent for really that entire year.
Okay.
But that amount needed to be repaid back. So when the economy opened back up, everyone went back to work, but I was still suffering from migraines. Okay. I would get a migraine, but when I take the medication for the migraine, it causes drowsiness. So if I'm at work or if I'm going to work and I have a migraine, I cannot operate a vehicle. I can't even operate a stable job with the drowsiness that the medication was causing. So in my situation, the financial hole got deeper and deeper and deeper. And, you know, we've since been just trying to climb out of that hole.
Right.
Honestly.
Well, that whole process that you're going through is a little bit more difficult than maybe a civilian who just had another problem. But the problem that's getting ready to happen in this country is going to be that moratorium is going to be pulled back, and the landlords are going to have a field day. We're already projecting a lot of foreclosures, a lot of apartments being put out. Of course, they're going to raise the rent. But what do we do from here? That's the question. What is the solution to all of this? We know the problem exists. We know that there are answers to the problem. And in my case, we've been waiting on our director, who unfortunately got diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. He was out of the hospital for a few days. They put him back in just to make sure that his operation wounds are taken care of. And another gentleman, Noel Miller, who works with us, is doing his help to try to research and get something to help that financial situation. We have a gentleman in Miami named Carl Erickson who works very closely with us. And we have Alan right here in the Tampa area. So we're putting together a team to solve this problem, not only for you, but for the other veterans who are going to come along the way with the same situation. So we appreciate you calling in. We appreciate you telling us about it. And when is your deadline up? Give us an idea how close we are to what you're going to need.
As far as a deadline, he hasn't given us a cutoff date, but he is really trying to encourage us and all of his other tenants that we really have to get caught up on the situation, because there is a point where the evictions are going to start happening again.
Correct.
In order to, alleviate anybody being put out of their homes that are already facing many financial hardships as it is. He's really working with us. So he's been a godsend to us, honestly.
Well, nobody talks about it, but there are a lot of good landlords out here. The answer is, what are we going to do to survive that time? Ladies and gentlemen, that's good. Jesse. He's going to be back with us for the Saturday show. This is our Thursday show, of course, here at Sunshine Radio 96.7. Better known as radio, St. Pete. Well, we enjoyed today, and I love this conversation I'm having with Jesse, so we're going to bring him right back to Saturday's show. Stay tuned. and we'll see you on the radio.